Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everybody. All right. Peace, everybody. Gonna wait for some of y'all to get up in here, man. Shout out to Cuzzo on the beat. Coming in here. Peace to everybody that's coming in and joining. Please make sure y'all hit that like button, please. All right. What's good, A-Rob? What's going on, family? How you doing? Just waiting for a few more y'all to get in here. So it's a lot of things we're going to chop it up about, man. And some questions I need to ask the ladies, too. Sylvester, what's going on, family? Now I'm finally getting your damn name right? All right. Careberries. I kind of like that name now. That should taste sweet now. What's up, Careberries? Careberries. That should sound like some shit you go put in your hair. You know what I mean? It's stripping up, you know, the collagen. And strength in your hair, goddammit. Reg Dog, shout out to Cali, what's good? Trieste. Net right, what's going on? All right, and Terrell, was good? Rakim, was good, King? I see you in a minute. All right, DJ 804. All right, for those who haven't checked out this website, Let me cut this music off for a minute. Please make sure y'all go to, hold on, Ebony Kisses Tutus, all right? That's my homegirl KK that always be in the chat. I brought mine from her for two of my daughters. So y'all can go to this site, you know, Ebony Kisses Tutus, and if you put, like for the code, you put an AVG, you get $10 off. So these are the tutus. I just got this for my daughter Mahogany and Micah. It's very, very nice. It's well worth it. The goddamn the material, everything is top notch. I'm gonna sit up here and just and tell you nothing wrong because I brought it my damn self. Two of them. Okay, so it's well worth it. Quality, good quality. Clothes, the everything. Like it's a bang for your buck, but it's worth it. I tell you that. Sneakers as well, custom made sneakers. Backdrops, banners, curtain backdrops. All of that. 6 foot photo banner. Self defense keychains. You know what I mean? She ain't playing with this shit. 4 feet. Sweet table banner. You know what I'm saying? The two columns and all that. I see you. God damn it. With the spa party package, shit, I may need one, but $650. Ooh Lord, my check account is telling me look the other way. But God damn it, listen, check out her products. It is worth it, and all of the above. I see you, Queen. How you doing in the building? What's up, baby girl? Make sure y'all go to Ebony Kisses Tutus. All right. It's ebonykisses.bigcartel, excuse me, on the top. ebonykisses.bigcartel.com. Please make sure y'all support. And y'all can follow her on Instagram at Orlando Jadem. Hold on, make sure y'all can't see that. Can y'all see that? All right, y'all can't see that good. Because I don't want to put people's personal information out there. So just hold on for 1 second. Please. All right, let me stop sharing it anyway. I haven't seen that guy on that picture in a long time. That's pain in the ass, Mike. I tell you that. God damn it. All right, so y'all go follow her at Ebony Kisses Tutus LLC. You know what I mean? Please make sure y'all go subscribe. Follow and all that. Please make sure y'all show some love to you know, her website and her platform. You know what I mean? Instagram, all that good stuff, man. And let me just do that. Let me get this out the way and show another picture of the ones that I got for those who may not have seen it. Okay, I got a early caller. Area code 347. What's up, man? You on the line?
Peace, Miggity.
What's popping, nigga? Talk to me.
Yo, listen, Southside Jamaica, Bricktown in the building, boy. What's going on?
You already know. Salute to Jamaica. You already know. Much love to Queens, nigga. You know I be knowing. What's popping?
All the time, man. I had lined in with you for a minute, man. I only really mess with you you and the Star Report, man. I see your name pop up while I was doing my work. I just wanted to chime in with my boy Jigga. All
right, so talk about it.
Yo, man, people can say what they want, bro, and I've been following, and I'm not no troll, I've been following, but Jay-Z got the East up here where we at. Master P be putting people to work, and Snoop is starting to put people to work on the West Coast. Jay-Z definitely deserves the respect that he gets, bro. There's a lot of things that him and Beyonce is doing. Put aside the little controversial stuff that people be saying, man. The boy's right. Been doing this thing since 1994. He be freeing people on Father's Day on Rikers Island. His mom's got a school. Him and Meek Mills be doing stuff for people that's incarcerated illegally. Man, there's only so much the dude can do. And just like Obama, man, and this is not even riding him, man. The man is doing the best he can do. The NFL thing, if that NFL halftime would have popped off if Jay-Z wasn't behind that. You feel what I'm saying? And this is just a lot of things that we tend to do because of the people of color. We tend to bring our people down, man. We don't bring right. no doubt people down that's other than us. And as soon as somebody get to the top, they start talking about it. Same thing with Kanye, man. You know, if you don't watch that Netflix thing that they got on Kanye, you won't understand why the man is the way that he is. Even though we know he got mental health issues, we got to stop bringing down our people of color, man, that's in situations, because it's just like you. Anytime that somebody's in a public view, you're a public figure. You got an internet thing going on. There's certain things you can't do. If you right. do it, people's going to embellish and they're going to magnify it, bro, and they're going to make it seem negative. Even when you was going through what you was going through, it's the same thing with Jigga, which is a different level, the same thing with Snoop and Master P. I just wanted to shout that out, man, because I definitely think the man deserves, you know what I'm saying? We can pick and pick and choose, and I got a couple of people like Cheeks and everybody that's in the industry that can tell me stuff that, but all in all, man, I definitely think that he deserves all the respect that he gives, man, because it's been 30 years and some change, man. The dude is a legend. He's a legend. His catalog is crazy. I consider his family the royal family. You don't hear nothing negative, really super negative about Blue Ivory or Beyonce. Tata's been holding him down since Marcy Projects. I believe that he gets the respect he deserves.
Hey, man, that's well said. I totally agree. I totally agree. And see, I try not to want to look at the, you know, the negative things, but there's a little bit of the negative things is kind of big in a way, and I'm talking about the Barclays Center. But overall, yeah. there's a lot of shit that he's done in behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He helped a lot of people out, like
help
pay they bail, pay rent, pay bills, pay lawyers. Like he really did a lot of stuff that he don't
right.
get credit for.
Right, Mike. And the Barclays Center, I know that he went in. A lot of people think that he went in to get everybody to debt, to get everybody to go, and then he pulled out. But the only reason he pulled out that thing with Barclays is because he was following that sports agency. If you follow the Rock Nation thing, you can see what he did. If you go to the Rock Nation site, that dude, he got people signed for over 40 different types of sports and all that. He wouldn't be able to do that if he still had partnership inside of the Barclays thing. And like you said, I'm from Southside. I don't ride nobody. I know everybody from Fifth to Smurf to Bimmy to everybody. But at the end of the day, we need to stop pulling down our people, bro. We need to just be stopped. We really need – of course, we can critique them. Same
right.
thing people can critique me. I'm Muslim. Right? I'm Muslim. There's things I do that the Muslim don't do. But what I do, I work in the homeless shelters to help people that have been incarcerated and went through what I went through. People can point out different things that I used to indulge in this, and all that. But at the end of the day, I'm a better man than I was when I was slinging that poison in the hood. And it's the same thing
right.
I say to Jigga Man, man. Same thing I say to Jigga Man. So I wanted to definitely shout you out, man, because I've been supporting you, man. Since I won't say to the beginning, but once you had mentioned Queens, anybody from the South Side or been living in the South Side and bounce and doing anything positive, I support, man. I got you, bro. And you just keep holding your head up with whatever you do, man. And understand that the devil's job is to bring down anything that's good. So anytime somebody try to bring you down, just recognize it as the devil, and you keep pushing, G.
Yo, man, you already know, man. One last question, man. And I definitely appreciate that, man. And you Muslim, right?
Yes, yes.
Right? And all that, man. So you have you been, you know, people don't do abide by the full, you know, religion thing. Like, but do you still eat pork, nigga? You still eat bacon, nigga?
Oh, nah, bro. I haven't ate pork since 1987. Understand, before that, I've been incarcerated for a minute. All through the 80s and 90s. So I came through the 5% Nation, FOI, Hebrew Israelites, and all that. So that's one thing I don't do. I still indulge in a little sippy sip or whatever the case may be, and I still love my six sisters. But I'm dedicated to one sister, man. I ran through the chambers, the 36 chambers, man. And what I'm trying to do is try to do the best thing that I can do as a man, man, before I pass away.
Hey, man, that's the best thing I heard all day, man. I want to say thank you for your call. Salute to you. And I took your number down, too, man. I just put you at Southside. So Definitely appreciate you, King, man. Stay up, man.
All right. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods. Yeah, man, that's dope, man. Shout out to everybody in Queens, man. Like I said, man, I love Queens, man. Definitely salute the Queens, man. South side, north side, all the sides, man. All right? Word. But peace to everybody in the building. So now this is why I kind of, you know, did this this title and put Jay-Z in it. And Snoop Dogg claims Jay-Z threatened to end his NFL partnership in order for the Super Bowl halftime show to take place. He said, "They perform or I quit." And that, you know, that goes to show your leverage. So let me just skip down to where Snoop Dogg's quote. All right, what he said. Where we at? Is this it? All right, so basically here it is. So Jay-Z came down. As soon as he came, wait, all right. Let me go up a little bit. I'm sorry, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, some fans believe the league should have authorized Kendrick Lamar's lyrics since they are, an integral part of the artist's brand. The NFL also allegedly considered Snoop Dogg's crip walking on stage to be provocative. Snoop alluded to Jay-Z expressing his disappointment with the NFL's intervention with the artist's performance lineup. All right, Snoop Dogg discussed Jay-Z's support for the musicians and his threat to discontinue his association with the NFL. As you see, he got the the crip suit on, right? So in the interview, Snoop Dogg explained, he said, "So then Jay-Z came down. As soon as he came down, he hugged me. We hugged each other tight. It was as if we won a championship. Like, you know, when you're generally happy for each other. People don't understand. Me and him are the ones. He's the one on the east. I'm the one from the west. We love each other. Like, not secretly, like publicly. We love each other. It is what it is. So it's like for him to go to bat for us and tell the NFL, fuck that. They perform or I quit. That was the most gangster shit out of everything. Then with attire and kneeling and all this, you can't wear your gang, what he said, you can't wear your gangbang shit. Jay-Z hit me like, where would the fuck you want to wear? Peace to the God. You know what I mean? So that's, you know, that's some dope shit. So I think that was kind of, you know, imperative to put that in there. And right, crip walking provocative. Like, are you kidding me? You know what I mean? It's like they always pick. They nitpick on stuff just to, you know, complain about when it comes down to us. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, some of they killers don't crip walk. Some of them got on a Republican ties, and some got on the Democratic ties. Some of them got a police badge. You know what I'm saying? you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, come on now. You know, it's always, hey, but I want to say salute to Jay-Z for even, taking that stance. You know, and it says that the music, let me read that again. Let me go all the way to the top where it said about the, like the music brings people together. Like, what it says, Jay-Z's commitment to music and social justice was put to the test. So the commitment, right, the music and social justice, I don't know if he's using... music is power. You know what I'm saying? Music is power. So with that being said, they can use music. I mean, the only way it's going to affect any social consciousness if the music is speaking with some kind of substance. You understand what I'm saying? That's the only way it can help out social justice. You understand the shit that's going on in the world, like what he supposed to have signed up for. So the only thing... You know, the only thing I kind of, it grinds my gears, I would say, is that he's just coordinating artists to perform at Super Bowls. What is it that he's actually doing? Again, I'm not trying to slander, I'm just trying to peep it out. Like, what else are you doing, though, that the NFL is going to help with this social justice thing? Like, I don't see... form help, you know, unarmed kids from being shot. I don't see how, you know what I mean? Stop, Mike, it's all contrived. Look, all of this shit, look, I understand. Wait, what you say, nigga? The gang member's God is the damn devil. All right, Miss Sharon. So why don't you call that Miss Thing? Because the phone lines is already open. So let me put the number in already. All right? Hold on. Let me put that in there. Everybody, how are you doing? Hope you hit the like button and every goddamn thing. Okay? Yo, it was nice yesterday, but then it got cold in the motherfucker. Who? Yo, everybody in New York, was your house hot? Oh, my God, son. I was in here. I was coming on last night. I'm like, yo, this heat? I can't wait for that storm. That little thunderstorm came, blew all that air, nigga. I opened every window, nigga. It was scorching hot, son. And, Queen, I see you in there. Bamboos, I see you, man. I see you in the building. Black Cherry was going on. Everybody that's in the building, thank y'all for tuning in. And I ain't getting on camera today. Okay? And, oh, yeah, let me ask the ladies, too. And I'm going to promote what's the name of the site one more time. Let me ask the ladies something real quick. Far as skincare products, right? I'm trying to ask something else. I don't really like to say too much, you know what I'm saying, put that energy out there because some people like to prey on your downfall kind of shit. But I want to say that do any of y'all like any like cellulite cream as well too? Would y'all like cellulite cream? Like to help, you know, get rid of them cellulites and all that? But see, some of y'all know y'all got to work out a little bit for that shit too. But would y'all like cellulite cream? Press 1, all right? I mean, if you got cellulite, hey, look, that's normal, y'all. Don't be afraid to say you got a dent in your ass cheek. I got 2. You ain't going to see it. I got a couple. Huh? What's up, Black Cherry? Anybody going to press a 1 or a 2, nigga? Yo, y'all crazy out this motherfucker. Anyway, I'll show y'all the product when it's done. All right, man. Shout out to my nigga Brooklyn and Cali. What's going on, man?
What up, Mike? How's it going?
I'm chilling, man.
I called in to say he absolutely deserves credit because this, you got to look at the NFL first, and you already know that's a good old boy league. It's going to take baby steps. Like y'all, like, and I'm not going to say y'all, a lot of people looking at Jay-Z interacting with the NFL, how they looked at Obama becoming president. They thought automatically black shit was going to happen. Shit was going to happen for black. That's just not how shit works. Because everything got to be passed by somebody. And at the end of the day, them crackers still in power. Now, as far as Jay-Z, as far as the message and the lyrics of the music, you already know they not going to let nobody get up there talking that black power shit, man. You already know. But them country music niggas can have that Confederate flag flying all over that motherfucker, and they don't say shit. They don't say a motherfucking thing. But I do really think he deserves his credit. He been cracking shit for real, for real, for real. He been out for like 93, 94, 92, but he really been cracking shit for real since 97, 98. He been cracking motherfuckers for real, and he was coming out every summer. No matter who else was coming out, no matter when Prodigy was coming out and Mobb Deep and them was coming out, no matter when Nas and them was coming out, that nigga was cracking shit, and he was holding New York down, man. I can't even put it no other kind of way. He was holding the Big Apple down when it comes to that hip-hop shit. He just transferred all that shit to business.
Right. ATL Nina says Jay-Z is an opportunist. He's just helping the NFL pull the wool over black people's eyes. What's your thoughts about that? And I'll give mine.
How many people ain't opportunists? How many people don't take the chance to try to move up in especially in something that is dominated by white folks? You have to take every opportunity you can, because who knows when you're going to get another one. I mean, that's how I look at it. Because they don't want to let... I mean, how many black owners we got in the NFL?
Like, none. I think one?
None, exactly. We only got 2 black NFL
owners. Bob Johnson tried to do it. The owner of BET. They was like, nigga...
Nah, nigga.
$1, look, get the fuck up out of here.
We don't care how many B's you got. You still a nigga. Get the fuck out of here. That's how they get at you.
Right.
It's only two head NFL coaches in the league. That's Tomlin in Pittsburgh and Lovie Smith in Houston. They don't give a man. Look, you got to take your chances and you got to take your opportunities when you get them. Excuse me.
Look, check it out. The thing with black people, we don't forgive a black person when they do us dirty. We reluctant to forgive them or look at anything else positive about the person. You know what I'm saying? But if it's another nationality, like if it's one of those, you know, they can do whatever, just say sorry and y'all back in good grace. You know what I'm saying? I think that, they protect their own. They go by a code. They protect their own. You know what I mean? Like I said, we could have that in-house. You know what I mean? How we feel about this person, Jay-Z, we can have it in-house. We know the negative shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But put that, show him, show the world that we going to hold ours down. You know what I'm saying?
You know why I don't take that shit serious, Mike? You know why I don't take that shit serious, Mike? When people say bad shit about, when black folks say bad shit about other black folks, because it's motherfucking Koreans calling you nigga, spitting, and you still going to get your hair, your nails done. They don't give a fuck. You still going to their beauty supply houses. They don't give a fuck. It's these motherfucking, these high-end brands that's telling you, nigga, they painting black faces on shit with red lips, eating watermelon. You still buying that shit. So why the fuck you want to sit up here and try to, it's a double-edged sword, man. It's a real slippery slope. Until we get militant and we have motherfucking uniformity across the lines when it comes to everything, I don't be want to hear shit.
Nah, I feel you. And Beverly, thank you for, I forgot to tell you a little while ago, but thank you, Beverly, for your donation. I appreciate you. But
right, bro. I don't like bringing down black folks, man. That ain't for me.
But I
That's
will say,
to stay in
I,
house.
Let me definitely say about Jay-Z, I said this before, a while ago, that the building of the Barclays Center downtown Brooklyn on Atlantic Avenue, they had where they stored all the trains at. It's like a train yard where they have all the trains like stashed there or whatever, right? In the middle of Atlantic Avenue. So, this is years before they built the Barclays Center. So they was trying to evict a lot of people out. Downtown Brooklyn, man. I remember that's when we used to really hang downtown a lot afterwards as we got older. And motherfuckers from Wyckoff where the brownstones, like they was literally trying to kick people out and buy them out. And a lot of people was trying to fight that shit. They had marches, all of that shit. And it was like, who can we find, that could be the face of the Barclays Center that people just going to be pacified and be like, okay, he's doing it. And let it happen. They say, you know what? Let's get Jay-Z. Or however they looked at it, they found Jay-Z. Then Jay-Z became the face of building the Barclays Center, who was ran by a Russian billionaire. That's owned by a Russian billionaire.
Yeah, I know. Prokhorov, yeah. Whatever that nigga name is. But see, that was under the premise of him having some ownership in that team, though. Like, I understand what you're saying.
It was less than 1%.
It was less than 1%. Yeah. But do you know how much money that is? See, look at how much the Nets is worth, and look at what less than 1% of whatever the Nets is worth, and you tell me how much money that is.
Right, but now check it out. How many, it's a double-edged sword because how many people have had to lose their homes that they have for over 50, 60 years for this to come into fruition? How many had to give up their homes? If you didn't get bought out, you get put out. So it was a lot of sacrifice, but I will say probably on the flip side, that it brought a lot of, I guess, more employment to Brooklyn, even though the stores downtown Brooklyn, the shit look like Manhattan now. It's always been an influx of traffic and people buying shit. It always been that way. So it's not like Brooklyn was losing. But, but how many people had to lose for him to get half of that 1% to be
Let me tell you something.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you some real shit. You know when them white folks get ready to take over, they want their land back or they want their area back. Them niggas was getting out of there, Jay-Z face or no Jay-Z face. The same shit is going on in Inglewood. I live in Inglewood, bro. They can't never make me move because, nigga, it's ownership going on over here. But a lot of these motherfuckers, since this SoFi Stadium went up and the Rams won the Super Bowl, motherfuckers been getting their rents double. Motherfuckers be getting pushed the fuck up out of here because they can't afford to live here no more. When people, when you start building shit and you start making the area hot because all these motherfucking trains and shit coming through here in L.A., man, it's only a matter of time, man. It's only a matter of time. Those below the poverty line going to get pushed further underneath the dirt. And that's just some natural shit. It shouldn't be that way, and I'll be the first one to say it shouldn't be that way. But everybody is not granted the same privileges, and we already know that. You know what I'm saying? The same shit that happened in Brooklyn is the same shit that's happening in Inglewood, California right fucking now, bro. I
believe you. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, you know, he was used as a stepping stool.
He was a pawn.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was a pawn.
Right. And, you know, again, he definitely deserves some credit for what he has done in a lot of areas. But, yeah.
Hey, Mr. You know, Musa, I didn't vote for Biden.
Oh, yeah. I think somebody
put it. I didn't vote for Biden, bro. I would never vote for that motherfucker. Hey, you gotta understand, he done too much shit to black folks for me to even think about voting for him. Him and Kamala.
Yeah, them niggas is something else. Them niggas is something else.
They got niggas fucked up right now. Every nigga that voted for that motherfucker, they hiding right now because they can't fucking believe how deep he got this foot in their ass. I bet you they won't vote for him again.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I wrote Bernie Sanders in my shit. I didn't give a fuck. Because I don't fuck with Trump either. The thing is about Trump that I respect about Trump is he a fucking free spirit. He not a politician. He do what the fuck he want. But that's dangerous to me because the ridicule, the kind of racist ridicule that he was spitting, and he got these white folks amped up, man. I can't have that.
Yeah.
We can't have that shit, man. You gotta get the fuck out of here, man.
He had them amped up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of black people were scared. Well, a few. I don't know why. But fuck them niggas, okay? But I don't want to get on that type of time right now, but yeah. But Bernie was never sitting in that seat. Bernie, I don't care how many votes, everybody can vote Bernie Sanders. He is not going to win. And if he does, he ain't going to do a goddamn thing. And not to be long-winded, but anyway, people have to realize that it's a shadow government, people that you don't see that's controlling the president. So we like to obliviously blame the president. It's the people who is controlling the president. And I think once everybody as a nation, as a human race understands that, then we begin to look for what's behind the curtain. But right now, we just looking at this nigga right here. That's not who's controlling. We all have to start looking beyond the veil. You know what I'm saying?
Why niggas don't look at that shit when they judge Obama then? They be trying to be like, oh, it was all that nigga fault. No, nigga. He ain't nothing but a face.
I'm not going to lie. Alex Jones was the one when he did that documentary on him, and I was never really a big Alex Jones fan, but he did say, you know, he did expose a lot of things. After a while, he became a nuisance to me, and I just stopped fucking with him. But when he did that it was a documentary on Obama. This is when he first became president. I'm like, why the fuck you hating on this motherfucker? And I'm like, let me watch it, and I just had to really sit and watch it, and shit was just not adding up, and things started making sense. You know what I mean? Even though I knew about it, but just with him and how he just broke it down and certain people broke shit down, I'm like, yeah, this nigga, I'm not really feeling Obama. And then how everything played out, 8 years of that shit, COINTELPRO went back up. The death toll went back up. AFRICOM, so many people died in Africa with these drones. They started really fucking with the drones, bombing countries and shit like that when he got into office. Everything played out. So
Izell Allen, I respect Trump for him being who he is. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it.
KK, much love, mm-hmm. baby. Thank you for your donation, sweetie. And let me show her shit again. 120 people in here. Go ahead, King. While I'll pull this up. Go ahead.
All right. I just think that, you know, in everything, it's a pro and a con to shit. It's a give and a take to shit. And, you know, expecting instant results from motherfuckers, you're setting yourself up for failure, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's controlled by somebody else, especially in
right.
politics, especially in big business. You know, I just think that we have a lot of high hopes and expectations for people when we see people that look like us, but you got to really give them a fair chance to try to make their mark. And that could take years, man. Ain't nothing instant, especially in some shit that's owned by white folks.
Hold that thought,
King. White folks, man.
I'm sorry, but hold on real quick. Everybody, please make sure you go to ebonykisses.bigcartel.com. You know, hey, she got some good products, all right? If you got little kids and you like to hook them up with some shoes with the names on it and all that, with the designs and pictures, you know what I mean? The goddamn Dora Explorer and goddamn Kermit, this piggy, all the Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, all that. Hit her up. We got the two tools. She made one for my daughter. The price and the material, the clothing, everything is so nice. It's like really good quality stuff. Good quality stuff, not no cheap shit. You know, if you put in a code and you put in AVG, you get $10 off. Black owned, you know, show some love. She does hair and stuff right here. Make sure you go to ebonykisses.bigcartel.com. You know, and she got a lot of stuff here, man. Please make sure you patronize. You know what I'm saying? If you want to follow up, go to Ebony Kisses Tutus LLC. All right? Ebony Tutus LLC. And let me go there real quick just to show y'all one more again. Y'all, hold on. Where we at? And I brought some too, so the her stuff is really good, though. Really good. Had to see for myself, because if it wasn't, I would not promote it. Believe me. All right? She got some good stuff. And everybody, please show love and, you know, surprise one of your nieces, somebody that's about to be born or something like that. Your nieces or one of your, well, not, none of your nephews. If you get a tutu for your nephew, that's a whole nother story, but just go to Ebony Kisses Tutus LLC, goddammit. All right? Please patronize, show some love, and bye, motherfucker. Okay? But anywho, let me go to this shit right here, man. And let me tell y'all something. I didn't speak to him. I spoke to his manager. And I'm talking about Freddie P. We're going to get into all this shit today. It's going to be a good live tonight. Now, I spoke to his manager like 3 hours ago. I'm trying to get an interview with Freddie. So I'm waiting for him to hit me back. I'm waiting for the manager to hit me back. But I actually was going to put like a fucking timeline. I was going to chronologically put together Puff Daddy's timeline of all the fuck shit. And the people who were signed to him, what happened to them afterwards. Like,
they
I really want to put that in chronological order, because this dude have fucked so many people over. But
and
he
a large,
still
a large
has
percent
power.
Of them dead.
Yes. And he has
and a large
and
he percent
still
of
has
dead.
Power in the industry. He still has power, so he can make sure doors will be shut on your ass.
Big dead. Black Rob dead. Craig Mack dead. Heavy D dead.
Word. And hopefully he'll be on the show soon. Hopefully be on the show soon. I'm speaking with his manager. I'm going to fight to get Freddie P on my show. So I'll be calling him back definitely today to see what's up. But go ahead, Sam, before I play this.
No, I just said a lot of the people that Puff done fuck with, they either deceased or they living in poverty. You don't even know where they at.
Right.
Look at all them people from making the band. Look at all that rap group, the band. The only one I see from the band, you see Freddie now, but it was Babs because she got the podcast with Lady Luck and him. You see, what happened to my boy? Oh. What happened to E Nelly? He was a beast.
Babs is the only one who hit the streets hard, and she doing her thing. Shout out to fucking Babs.
That's the only one.
Babs Bunny is doing it. Shout out to the Queen. You know what I'm saying?
I seen them interviewing Crooked Eye the other night over that slaughterhouse situation.
Who?
Babs and Lady Luck and them, whatever the name of their podcast is.
Right.
They had Crooked Eye on there the other night. They was talking about it, the slaughterhouse situation, because you know how Joe Budden and Royce and them is mad because Joel and Crooked Eye making an album that's coming out on the 11th, The Rise and Fall of Slaughterhouse. They mad because they using the slaughterhouse shit in it.
Right. I mean, they should. You know what I'm saying? Like
I don't feel like they should be.
I think he's so fucking God's gift to fucking, you know what I'm saying? But I understand contractual-wise, I understand ownership, I understand that. But Joe Budden is a narcissist. He's a real penis. I don't like to say dickhead. He's a penis.
And Royce right behind him.
A dickhead.
Birds of a feather flock together. Royce is the same way.
And I kind of feel that way as well because he's like, he ain't going to do anything until Joe get on board. Like, what type of shit is, I don't know what's going on, but something ain't right.
Let me tell you, Joe Budden, in every situation that he's been in, has destroyed most of everything. Look at Roy and Maul. Look at Marissa. Marissa was on there before Roy and Maul. Look at everybody on the Joe Budden Network. Where did Mandy B and Bridget Kelly, they left. Where's Karen Civil and old girl? They gone. Everybody fucking gone, man. And everybody ain't gone for no reason.
And you know people think they too smart for their own good. He's one of them niggas.
That type of nigga right there is a nigga that expect you to wait on him to want to do shit, then you supposed to go. And that's that shit don't work like that.
Hold that thought, Mike. I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna go to Cali. We got 323 in the building. What's good? We got Cali in the building. Y'all on the check in today. What's good? 323.
Yes, yes. What's going on there, Mike?
Peace, King. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm gonna jog your memory for a minute. Remember a couple of months back, I'm the person who sung with a high pitched voice.
Oh shit, you kind of sound familiar. Who you was trying to sing? Sade and some shit. Well,
Well, I just did two songs with Battle Cat and DJ Quick, and I got them songs. But what I wanted you to do was to set up on your show, if you could, between me and Too Short. Too Short took my song, The Ghetto, and I got the copyright to it.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Go ahead. So,
yeah, so I wanted to see if you could set up something between the both of us, or maybe me and you can discuss it.
Absolutely. Send me all that information because I'm not going to take anything off of face value, and I got a lot of respect for Too Short. He's a legend. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying you're wrong, but I would like to authenticate what your claims are before I even touch it. So I got to make sure shit is real.
And also what he's not knowing is I'm cousin of famous jazz player George Red Callender, and I've been with from NWA to Prep, and matter of fact, on the 19th of this month, I'll be with King T in concert too. So all of this, I'm going to show you where do I send the information and what do you need?
King T that was with Master P?
King T. That's going to be on the 19th of this month.
I think I interviewed him. If I'm not mistaken, I interviewed King T before, man.
Yeah, well, we're going to do. You could check this. Yeah, you can check all that out. I got the songs. I can send them to you. I also have a YouTube page. Remember, I was trying to get you, Mike, to see that that Supernatural event, and they was blocking it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you could go back I'll find a way to shoot that to you. But this with Too Short, I think, would be very positive.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You ain't the one that sent me some pictures before, right?
I'm the same one.
So, Lord. All right, listen. Listen now. The only thing you need to send me, okay?
Okay.
The only thing you need to send me, brother, is the information of the copyrights and everything, the ownership and all of that. You send it to my email. That's the only thing you want to send now.
You want a photograph copy of it, or what do you want? No problem.
Yeah, just of that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's no problem.
Send it to my email. But listen, you're not bullshitting that, right?
Hell no, man. Hell no. I'm serious than a motherfucker. Too Short guy. He ain't the only artist. It's a gang of them got me. But what he don't realize, bro, I'm a jazz drummer. I've been taught by Billy Cobham and some of the top drummers in the world. I got Michael Jackson's vocal teacher. I'm an engineer, producer, rapper, and vocalist. You see what I mean? I've been with N.W.A., Giorgio, MC8, Snoop Dogg. I got pictures, and they know me well in this game, me and my buddy. You know what I'm saying? So what he did was they had on 1580K, they whack it or track it. I sent my demo. This is when 1580K, they went out of business because they had whack it or track it. If they played your music on the radio, you supposed to got a record deal. Well, after they played my stuff on the radio, I come to call them. They ain't even answering me. Then months later, they played it on the radio. I supposed to won. Then months, I just mixed something in the contest. I can shoot you that demo, too, to shoot, let you see how hell of a dope I am at that. But anyway, what he did was end up with my song. He took 16 parts of my record, my vocals, then made Threat. All of that. But he don't know who I am. He don't know that I come from a famous family. He don't know that the artists that he around, I know all of them.
Right.
I know all of them. I grew up with Barry White. They called me Maestro. I was named after him. I ain't no joke on no music. It's a whole lot of artists I tear ass up. I'm telling you, this is for real, Mike. I'm for real, dude. I'm going to send you everything that you need.
All right, now look, my email is in the chat. Where is it?
It's
then?
Not the whatchamacallit?
Yeah, Patah Asar 2016. Yeah, make sure you send it there. Now, listen, if you have the, what's the name? Matter of fact, Biggie liked the King T. So I just looked up King T. Biggie took some of his style from King T as well. So salute to King T and rest in peace to Biggie.
Oh, for sure. We gonna be in concert on the night. Call him and ask him on the 19th of this month.
All right, well, nigga.
Call him and ask him.
Well, let's see if it is if he can get on the show. Now, before I let you go, two things. I wrote down your number. What's your name again?
They call me Maestro. My name is Michael.
Maestro. All right, Mike. Now I want you to do me a favor, man. I want you to bring everybody up to speed.
Okay.
on how good the voice is. I need you to sing. What was that Mariah Carey shit that you sung last time? I need you to bring us back. I want you to take us back in time. Take us back to the future. Goddamn it! Can I hear stuff?
I'm not gonna do it at this time. I ain't gonna do that at this time. I'm gonna do. Look, when I send you that demo, it's a very high note on it.
All right,
this is the reason why. Look, this is the reason why Michael Jackson, them vocal teacher picked me because it's nobody who can do what I do, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm dangerous than a motherfucker in this music. I ain't no damn joke. I shit on a whole lot of artists. Not to take nothing from them. You know, I come from a George Red Callender, go look him up. He played with Tevin Campbell that tomorrow, the Jetsons, all that. I come from a famous family. I got the best teachers in the world. You see what I mean? I'm not no joke.
Now, look, listen, I told you, I believe you. Just hit that high note for just one. Give me four bars. You can't do me like that.
Man, not. Come on, Mike, I can't right now. I came right now. I just got up. You know how it is. But, I mean, you can do a show, and I do all of that. I do all of that, and I show you what I'm talking about. I program beats. I do it. I read, write, all of this. And he ganked me for my song, Too Short, and he know it. He know it. And it's not just him. They were coming up here. Me and my buddy, we going to see what we did. Me and my buddy, I told him this is what we going to do. Nigga, you go work for the record company, and I'm going back to college to get deeper in music, right? Because I was a jazz drummer. But I needed to know all the rest. So that's why I went to college, why he did that, and this worked. That's how we up in game. And he don't ask him who BB is.
Go
Google Canolius Hubbard. Google Canolius. And you will see him with DJ Quick and all of that. That's how we got. I just did two songs with DJ Quick and Battle Cat.
Brother, I believe you. Did you write down my email?
Patel, I got you in there. I got you in my Google Mail.
All right, so just send me the stuff that you need to send, man. All right?
Okay, that's good.
All right. All right, thank you, brother. All right. And all right, peace, goddammit.
All right.
Man, I don't want to go down memory lane, man, but, I don't know if I should say it, goddammit, but, yeah, man. I don't know. Mike, what you want, nigga?
Hey, man. What that nigga send you, man? That nigga send you some triple X con?
Nah, because it came to me because I'm like, hold on. I might need a cigarette after this shit,
man.
I think he was born with two organs, right? And that was a conversation that we was having. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You remember Asia? This nigga sent me a picture. I'm like, this is on my brother's soul, son. I did not click on it. I knew I had just had a picture. That's what you sent me, nigga. I know what it is. I know, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's just these double slice pieces.
These double slices, man. I'm like, listen, man. I don't know what's going on, but nigga, I just had a flashback, bro.
Oh, shit, you remember that guy?
A picture in my email. Like, look, this he said, yo. I got it in my Google. All right, now, just send me the copyright shit. I don't care what was going on. Just send me the stuff that I need to look at, okay?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, but salute to him, you know. Hey. But
I was about to say is I don't know if he could win. Once you put your shit on the radio or in the public, ain't that shit intellectual property? I mean, or the property of the fucking... How did that shit work now? Because the ghetto came out.
I'm still traumatized.
That shit came out in 1991, my nigga. 1993,
what?
Whatever. The Ghetto. He
oh,
said
yeah.
He took The Ghetto, right?
Yeah, I think that was 89. Yeah, was it? Oh, I think 90. Some shit like that.
That shit came out in fucking 1990. That shit, 32 years old. That's a goddamn damn.
His royalty is going to be $4. He better just leave that shit alone.
Man.
Okay.
The Ghetto.
But that was a good song, though. Shout out to
that song was hard.
Yeah.
When you got them 15-inch L7 solo barracks in your trunk, that shit knocking.
Yes, sir. All right, we gonna get to Freddie P.
In the video that you posted to Instagram, you stated that Diddy is the reason you hate life. That is a very, very strong statement. Why is that?
Puffy, you ain't never had a talent in your life, man. Somebody gave you an opportunity to open the door and find talent. Find talent. His recipe to me has been signing cold people with a story. If you look over the history of all the artists, he just signed poor people with a story and get paid off people's stories. Because you're not from that. You're not from the hood. You can't tell these stories. You didn't come up like we came up. You ain't ever had no talent. You got $900 million from standing on people's back and exploiting people. Look how Black Rob died. G-Def in jail. Loon had to go out of town. Look at me. His whole recipe is this. Sign people with a story. I'm going to get paid off for them. Send them back to the hood and find the next one. That's it. Like, what else you done? So when I see your son buying cars and all this shit and all this laughing, goofy shit, I'm offended, nigga. I'm offended. He's spending my money somewhere or another. And you niggas is walking past me, I would kill you niggas about my son. I don't play like that. We went through more hazing than anybody. We've done everything we supposed to do, and we did it the right way. My whole group kept their mouth quiet. They know they've been getting fucked. They know it. They know this nigga ain't shit. But everybody keep their mouth quiet out of respect. Why? Why you care about somebody who don't give a fuck about you? It's been 20 years, man. Show me he don't care about me or my kids, man. Why should I care about this nigga? You get what I'm saying? I'm already dead. What you gonna do to me? I'm in the street, bro. You made me hate life so much that when you get to a point where you don't care about death, bro.
That's right. Ray. It is right. Ray, I'm good.
This dude must be crazy. Sooner or later, we're gonna clash.
My cheesecake is in the least bit soft. A brittle or not on point, your will go back. Somebody will quit. Somebody ain't got the heart, the stamina to be bad. When somebody ain't got the passion, the drive, that sets you to what? Somebody's mental capacity breaks at a certain point. I need to see it now. I want to see it when I'm 2 million in. There's things in life that ain't going to be fair. This is one of them. Get your faces right.
Look at his face.
Yo, Frederick, I can see Miami's calling you. It's hot there. It's hot there.
That man told me, you think you're going to run back to Miami? I run Miami. I knew his plan. He was going to go back. He did it right. Chess. He played chess. When he got the biggest DJ off the radio, shut me down. That's going to shut me down. I'm not getting no music off. You don't do it with him. He don't want you doing.
Same shit what he did with some shit with Wendy Williams. He said, when I come back with Vacation, that bitch is on. He said some shit. Like, He be pulling a lot of strings. Let me play more videos of Freddie P. Where we at? Let me go now. All right, let's go to this one.
Hey, brother love, let me tell you like this, man. Hey, I ain't one of them niggas, man. I want everybody to understand this right now. My video the other day had nothing to do with no pain, no...
All right, hold on. Let me go to the one before for those who may not have seen it. Then I go back to this one. Come on, don't do that. Come on, I hate when this shit do that. Come on now. Here we go. All right.
A lot of people don't understand what nigga I've been through. This year alone, I contemplated suicide.
I don't know if this nigga in a jail or in on an outside corridor or something, but let's continue.
2 or 3 times, I'm picturing my brother walking in, finding me dead. I cried a few times thinking about leaving my son. Because you just get tired of life. It's like no matter what you try to do, you just got to keep battling.
I'm going to bring it back. It's their audio is very low. I got everything turned up high. So please turn y'all volume up so y'all can hear them. It's very low over here. All right? So I'm just letting you know. Let's go.
A lot of people don't understand what I've been through. This year alone, I contemplated suicide 2 or 3 times. I don't picture my brother walking in, finding me dead. I cried.
Retro, I see you.
Thinking about leaving my son. But you just get tired of life. It's like no matter what you try to do, you just got to keep battling. Niggas got their foot on your neck. Niggas want to see you fall. And if these niggas, you know what I'm saying, like, this nigga puff. And my main motherfucking reason why I really hate fucking life, dog. Like, people don't even understand. Like, I don't even give a fuck. But I've never been to a point where I've thought of suicide my whole life. Never. I think I'm a gangster. You know, I tapped out. You know, I partake in my shell. Street things that might occur. I apologize for my sins every night. But me personally, my own life, the thought alone, I was telling my dog, I'm like, I don't even know how I start thinking like that. Because I don't, it done got so bad where I done had it all. And I fell to the bottom. How do you come back from that when you battling a giant? Like, no matter what you do, it ain't got nothing to do with your skill no more, but your skill is 90% better than any nigga that's out there right now, and the world knows it. But it ain't your skill, because you can't even get where you're going, because the world is built on relationships. So if a nigga fuck with you, that's saying they don't fuck with Diddy. That's basically Khaled, Ross, all the niggas chose. You think I don't know them niggas? The niggas ain't never gave me a verse. The niggas ain't never did. Now, when I first seen Ross, man, after that shit, nigga said, I love you, man. You know what you did for our city? I love you, man. In the middle of the club, my nigga. Nigga ain't never gave me no. Nigga ain't never called back and say, man, like real niggas spoke. Every artist in Miami look out for each other. You ever seen any one of them niggas do anything to me? Them niggas got their deal on the strength of me, man. Khaled, them, and Diddy relationship is built off me, man. That's why them niggas don't fuck with me. That's why they can't fuck with me.
Looking for the truth. Come on now, nigga.
I was the only nigga screaming Khaled name when he wasn't shit, bro. Every city, too. Every radio station, every event. Khaled's the number one DJ with me, nigga. Because I'm a real nigga like that. Ross was my favorite rapper before he ever fucking touched the Diddy hand. But notice how after the band, Diddy put his hands on these niggas 2 months later. Oh, he want to be there because he want to. That was a spit in my face. Because me and him know what happened. Me and him had the conversation inside the office. I know what was supposed to take them. I just don't come from where I can be purchased, man. I ain't come from that, man. I came from, man, sleeping on dirty clothes, man. I used to fill up my clothes. We used to sleep on fucking pillowcases, man. Me, I used to wear my fucking... We used to wash our clothes out, hang them bitches in the bathroom, go to school, you do, my nigga. So I can't be purchased, bro.
I know you crazy looking for the truth.
My family,
he's going through it, nigga. You know what I mean? Don't throw salt on the wound.
Because, bro, anybody that signed me, basically, I can't prove that this nigga hating on me.
Oh, let me see.
But I can see through my peers' actions. How a nigga like Khaled can't even fuck with me. He can't even, if he want to. And I have to ask you, oh, damn, Khaled, when we got beef? Hell, Ricky, when we got fight, cutting checks to all these other niggas, ain't now, mom, and now what artist Ricky ever signed fuck with me, man? I went through 40,000, man. Ain't now nigga Ricky signed that can go through 40,000, man. Ain't now nigga Kanye signed that can run through 40,000. Ain't now nigga, none of these niggas ever signed that can run through 40,000, man. And be noticed by a nigga who sold 80 million records. You can't take away what we done already. I done been through it, like, dog, and after some time, I just get tired. I had to find more reasons to live this shit. I want step kids or something, dog. Cause my son grown. And seeing him happy, seeing him be successful is the last thing I want on earth. Y'all niggas don't know how I contemplated suicide. I love God. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of earth, man. I want somebody to take my life, bro. I ask God to take my life, bro. I don't want to do it. Cause of the shit that you've been through. I step on shit. No problem. I told my son the other day, I said, you know how good I feel knowing
You don't have to come up in a life where you got a place here that says, well, you don't have to worry about it. I said, dog, I've been through a lot. I've been praying for my forgiveness for my whole life. I don't know no other way. I don't know what it feels to be a good citizen. I don't know that shit, dog. I never had that money. For 13, we've been providing on our own, dog. Big gangster. My nigga, my mama kid. We ain't had no daddy, dog. All that shit y'all niggas got. We ain't got all that, man. My big brother is my daddy, dog. And we learned along the way. So I came up in a life where shooting is normal, robbing is normal. That's how my son will have to go through that. He could be a citizen. He could go do anything in his world. He could be a pilot. My fucking son will be a pilot, niggas. I think I give a fuck about these niggas. They ain't even about money no more.
Ray, hold on, man.
Because he don't
really
make me happy.
Like, come on. I don't know who you are, Ray Holmes, but at least show, I mean, if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't have to type it. You know what I mean? This is a person who's going through something, man, who is mentally unstable at the moment, looking at his life and how doors been closed on him. And thinking about contemplating suicide, leaving his son. You never make fun of somebody that's going through something like that. That shit can happen to me. That shit can happen to you. Like, that's something that you don't say. Unless, did he do something to you? Do you know him? Like, if he did something to you, hurt your kids, or took money out your pocket, out your kid's mouth, then maybe I can understand. But, like, that you know, come on, son. Like, I mean, maybe you wouldn't care, but this is your final warning, and I'm just going to really have to get you up out of here because, like, you don't do that. That don't make that, like, come on, son. You be more grown up than that. Thank you.
My dog asked me the other day, he like, what makes you happy, bro? I'm like, I don't even know, man. I like doing for people. I just like to be able to be there. I just love to be there for people. That's what made me happy from day one. That's why I even did it, man. I don't give a fuck about no music, man. God gave me this talent. This talent is given, bro. You can't take that from me, bro. I do this shit. This shit y'all work hard on, I do in 2 minutes, man. 2 minutes. It takes a lot to do this video. I don't even know if I'm going to release it. But I needed this for myself. I had to just break away and talk to myself real quick. But people don't know what a nigga been through. To be
at
your highest peak and have it snatched away from you because you don't want a kid bad. And man, we all black people, man. Black people continue to step on each other and hold each other down. And that shit for people mental. I'm a nigga that'll run in there and blow your shit loose, bro. I don't give a fuck. Do you really want to be in a situation where you make a man that mad, dog? Well, you take it from a man, family, where I gotta sell dope for 20 years to survive in these streets and still don't have a felony, my nigga. I have my freedom almost taken away from me several times, dog. Hear me? Trying to survive, my nigga. Can't go get no job. You just want to be regular sometimes. You can't even go get a job. You walk in the job. It's pretty peace. What's up, boy?
And that's what I want to... Now, that's the thing. That's what I wanted to say to you, Ray Holmes, because, like, it's almost like a mill that was down with Rockefeller. Like, even though she didn't care, she was working at Target, I think, downtown Brooklyn or Queens somewhere. Like, you've seen her working at Target. That's some tough shit to do. What about, Melvin or Melvin from the Cosby? He was working at Trader Joe's, not too far where I was living at in Jersey. Not too far. I could have drove up there and seen him myself. You know what I'm saying? So, but you never know what people go through because you'll be more infamous than famous. You know, once you decline, your fame decline and you have to become a regular person and you go into the world, you want to hear that shit. Oh, that's Freddie P. Oh, what happened? You want to hear that shit all day. Then you're going to feel like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know the mental anguish that a person is going through. So I understand. Some people should have some compassion to what he's going through because I'm pretty sure that a lot of us went through something, not to talk too long, but all of us been through something. And I said this before, if a person don't think that there's more better for them at that down point, like where he's at, if he don't see that there's something better for him in the future. If he don't see that, he can easily kill himself tonight. He can wake up tomorrow, he's gone. Some people feel like, yo, this is it. But once you feel like, yo, you got more to live for, sometimes motherfuckers, they know they got their kids in the other room. And still feel like there's nothing else better. Don't kick a motherfucker down when a person's in that dark place. That's a dark space. If you haven't been there, I haven't, almost. But you don't want to be there. Don't kick that man while he's down. Anything to add before I play? Anything to add, Mike, before I press play?
I just want to say you got to take people's hardships seriously, man. Because you don't know how much of a dream that was for him to want to be an entertainer, and he getting involved with the wrong motherfucker, and now he can't get nothing off the ground. That's probably heartbreaking, and it's probably fucking really stressful for him, and that's why he's emotional the way he is emotional. He probably had a long battle with that shit. He probably still trying to do shit and can't get off the ground because Diddy got power. Diddy got money and power, man. They'll blackball you.
All right. Absolutely. All right, y'all. Let's continue.
You can't even be a regular human no more after some shit like that. But he don't know nothing about that because he don't come from this shit. He don't come from this shit for real. Niggas like that don't come from this shit. Niggas like that don't think about all about hurt. Getting gain, power. Niggas gonna die horribly, man. You niggas gonna die horribly. Cancel something, man. God's gonna get you niggas, man. Because you fuck with God hard, man. You got a nigga like me, I don't even care about no money. I would have did way more for my city than any one of these niggas did. Because I'm fumbling this shit. I'm fumbling all the time. Them niggas just shoot videos, though. Them niggas ain't never did shit for Gibson Paul, William Paul. Them niggas ain't never built no homes for the homeless. Them niggas ain't did nothing I would have did. Them niggas exploited my city. They exploited the culture. Y'all don't know what I'm just telling y'all, man. Be mindful, dog. Appreciate what you got, man. But I ain't innocent. You're not God, bro. When God put you on a mission to change people's lives, you do what he asks you to do. And you'll be rewarded. Nigga had 900 million. Nigga still at 9. Kanye done passed me. Jay done passed me. Because they don't practice bad business like that. They ain't stepping on each other to get where they gotta go. Look at Jay-Z, nigga. Jay-Z, Dane made millions. Bean made millions. But all the niggas around them made real money. Nigga, you ain't made 200,000 with you, nigga. But you done made over 60, 70 million off, 70 million off us, nigga. We ain't make 200,000 a piece off you, nigga.
Damn. Let me write that down.
Listen, man. I just want to tell y'all, this music industry ain't what it seems. I got people in this music industry right now that won't fuck with me. And I was cool with them. They won't fuck with me because of that nigga. Because fucking with me, mean you won't fuck with that nigga. He take it personal. He want to shut doors. So they don't want to have nothing to do with that, and I'm going to blame him. I blame that nigga. Tell me, man. I done been at this. I had to talk to Dylan. I tell my brother what I was going through. My brother, I had to talk to Sean. Sean, Tigger, the real people that's above me know what I'm. This shit, they know I love Dylan. I'm fascinated with them. I'm ready for the next show. When you go through what that nigga put nigga through for the last 20 years, you get tired, bro. You get tired. You come, you grow hate. It's like a cancer. It's like, nigga, what type of nigga is you? I want to leave this here in case I ever fucking perish, my nigga. You look back at this, dog. You die before me, dog. How you think I'm going to feel? You think I'm going to laugh? Or you think I'm going to cry? When you die, people pull the cry about you, dog. This world going to talk bad about you, bro. This world gonna exploit every bad thing, how you got every bad dollar. Your legacy is fucked, man. And you don't even go back and try to make it right, my nigga. Mm. Because that shit not in you. Y'all niggas be worried about what's on you, not what's in you. That's the difference between everybody in y'all generation and my generation. That's the fuck generation, period. You niggas that's built for money only worry about what's on you. Yeah, I've been through it. I just want to get away from the world and go get me a great job, man. I ain't got no salary. I could have been anything, man. My whole family in law enforcement, I could have been a CSI, I could have been anything, man. But you put me on a pedestal to where I could be a world failure. If I'm succeeding in music, anything else in this world, you get publicly humiliated. So I gotta sell dope. I gotta do what I gotta do to stay relevant for 20 years and make sure my son has it. I can't go again. I gotta do this shit. I don't wanna do that shit. Nobody survived as long as that shit. I did, nigga. Not halfway either. Ask him. I stuck on shit for real. Ask him. That ain't shit to brag about. You know why I did that? To protect my family. I did that so the streets know if you touch this family. Because I ain't have that protection growing up, dog. Ain't nobody, all I have my brother Trigger and Foot. They ain't had no uncles that was known for this shit. My nephew uncle's known for this shit. Y'all play with them, you know what's coming with this shit. That's why I did it. That's why when I left high school, I said, you know what, I'm going to make sure no nigga play with my fucking family no more, nigga. When I get older, nigga going to know not to touch my son. When I get older, nigga going to know how to play with my fucking nephew. These niggas live in fairy tale, all that 20 grand, get your brand new pimp to the ceiling, man. It was 10, nigga. You know what's up with me, man. Yeah. Shit came from the county. You know what's up. You know how we rocking, man. We really live this shit. Y'all niggas out here with all this fairy tale shit. Easy kids and that. Y'all got rich off a nigga name. Ain't throw the, come back and throw a nigga a dollar. Got rich off a nigga because a nigga hated me so much, he went and shed the light to y'all. Because I walked away from his plan. So he went and gave it to y'all, and y'all in return, y'all niggas won't even fuck with me, because y'all want to be so down with that nigga. I don't fuck with none of them niggas, I don't got no respect for none of them, dog. All I tell them, you see me, you got a problem with me, say it, so we can shoot that shit out. Don't do none of that sneaky shit. Don't send no fuck nigga my way. Say it, man. Shoot me in my face, too, dog. Don't go play with me, my nigga. Shoot me in my face. Do not resuscitate, man. That's how I'm living. Send me my God, dog. Send me to my mom, my brother, my nigga. Do not resuscitate. Y'all ain't living like that, dog. Y'all really living like that, man. All that y'all want to start is y'all know I'm real. Y'all know I'm real. Everything y'all never touched, everything y'all never been around, you shoot me in my face. Say you'll kill it to me. But let me know what's on first. So I can give you what you want, my nigga. I'm going to be the one to give you what you want. You play with me, dog. I'm going to fuck with you. Who you with? That's on my mama's soul. All
right. Let's move to the Let's move to this one. We're going to expound on the whole thing.
Hey, brother,
it's only 7 minutes. Let's hit it.
Like this, man. Hey, I ain't one of them niggas, man. You hear me? I want everybody to understand this right now. My video the other day had nothing to do with no pain, no clout. Man, I don't even care for this music shit like that. I make music just when I'm tired of listening to my own music, I make more. I've never been a nigga who tried to print no CD.
Right.
I've never been a nigga who did none of that.
I'm finally looking at the chat. Y'all want me to replay what he said? If this is what you mean, he said, people just judge what's on people, not what's in you. He just judge what's on people, but not what's in people. I like that. That was really dope. I like that, and I wrote it down. I like that quote, and it's very true. We judge you for what you got on, but not who the person you really are. So that was a gem. Let's continue.
I've never personally did none of, even before the band. I never went and stood on no fucking nigga paid me to stay out the streets, man. Since I was 16 years old, paid me $500 a week. When y'all see me with Kevin over there in the flea market, I was getting paid for that, man. Because I was in the streets selling dope and robbing niggas. Don't ever get it twisted, bro. Me making that video, bro, was saying, I've been through pain, bro, since the show. It ain't got nothing to do with, ain't saying I'm broke. I ain't broke. I can't claim that. I can't claim to be broke. But I ain't got a dollar from you. I ain't got a dollar from you. You hear me? I was like, what's that? You made $100 million off a nigga. You hear me?
And if I'm saying anything wrong, man, people, y'all tell me, man, because I don't make this about bashing Diddy. It's not about bashing Diddy. And I don't have no problem with no Walter Kelly. I'm proud of them boys. All I'm saying is, all I said about Walter Kelly was they could have dropped the ladder back down. Same thing with Young Bird. I stayed with Young Bird 3 years. I used to put this nigga chain on my neck to walk out the club because niggas was going to rob. He know this, man. I checked on this nigga when nigga tried to, every time something happened to this nigga, I check on Bird. So I check on, one day I say, drop a ladder. That's the only message he ever left on scene. I'm like, damn, bro, you stayed in the house with a nigga. You know a nigga talent. You done told me. Nigga told me out his own mouth, bro, you know the difference between me and you? Bro, if when this music shit don't work for me, I gotta do it. When it don't work for you, you run back to the streets. I can't run back to the streets. I gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? These people out of stand back to put your chain on my neck and walk out the club. Bro, you used to put your chain on me in the club to make sure a nigga ain't take that. Y'all be spitting facts and they sound like anger because these niggas be upsetting me, bro. All that hustle hard. Hustle hard for what? Tell that to a nigga who want to be a musician, man. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all ain't meet no nigga like me, man. And it's crazy. You like hustle harder for what? I don't want to be down with you niggas. I don't see what it was. All I said was go back and make it right. You can't do nothing for me, bro. I don't want nothing from that man, bro. That man can say, I'll give you $2 million on my mama's soul. Everybody know me. That man can say, I'll give you $2 million right now to come sit with me. I don't want to, bro. You had 20 years, bro. All I ask is that you go make it right with my group number, with Danny Chain, with Day 26. Go help those people, bro. Because like Young Bird said, when some people can't make it in the studio, they can't return to the streets. I can, dog. Don't make this about no Ricky Ross. Or all I said about Ross, I'm going to tell you, Ross, straight up, bro. And this ain't got nothing to do with you. Before you got signed, bro, I knew Miami. I knew Def Jam was coming this way. I knew Jay-Z was going to be. I knew this shit before it happened. Everybody in Bad Boy office was telling me Miami, that Def Jam was going to be looking for Miami artists next because of those that I opened, bro. This ain't stuff that I made up, bro. This is stuff people told me. I've never counted in my life. Listen, I'm telling this man, I wake up at night, bro. Sometimes I just keep reliving shit. And a lot of shit I did over 13. Y'all don't know me, bro. When you get old, you get close to the God, bro. That shit hurt, man. That's all I'm saying. The stuff that I did, now that I'm living for God, bro. Like, truly living for God, because I've been pressed up kicks on my knee. But now that I really understand life, bro, I would never hurt another man no more, bro. Unless he got to really be threatening my kids, bro. I don't never want y'all to get this twisted and think it's about money or clout chasing. My people keep telling me, oh, you better capitalize on what? I don't want to do this shit. Think I'm about to go buy a house in South Carolina. I don't want to do this shit. I don't want to be no musician. That's why I finally made that declaration. That's why I put it out there. Because I'm through. I don't have to kiss y'all ass no more. My former group members can't even speak up because they got to still do music. I don't have to do music. I'm cool with the Birdman. I'm cool with the niggas who slain pounds, bro.
I'm trying to hear what Bad Bunny said.
I ain't got no felonies, bro. I'm going to go right now and get me a fucking $2,500 a week, bro. That's what I'm about to go do. Huh? So I don't want nobody to get my message missed. So I see the little subliminal, bro. Don't do that, bro. Because this ain't no beef thing. I don't hate you. I'm upset with you. Because, like, we just got to go through the history. Let's go. Loon, G-Dell, Black Rob, Danny Chain, four of those. I don't even, God, no disrespect to them because I never really watched the show. But I know RB and Don and, I don't know them, but, you know, I know them because they know clips and shit. So, ain't no disrespect, bro. Day 26. Why nobody ever signed again, bro? Nobody. So I'm just saying, if it's just me tripping and, oh, you just mad. If I'm just mad, bro, let's go to the facts. Let's look at the history. There's nobody ever been a millionaire. Nobody never got a second deal out of this man. And these people got talent, bro. Okay? I said what I said, bro. This ain't no beef. I don't got no beef. I got beef with a nigga. I'm hunting, man. I ain't got no beef with y'all, man. Hey, man, that truth, dog. One thing about the truth, dog. That shit hurt, bro. That shit hurt. Niggas like hustle hard and stop crying, bitch, and moan. When them tears dropped, every time a tear dropped on that video was from me doing something to somebody, bro. I'm a sucker for everything I ever did to him. Every time I ever stood over a nigga, every time I ran a nigga down, I'm a sucker for that, bro. But I live for God, bro. And the only thing I blamed you about was I had an opportunity not to go that route. You could have helped me not go that route. So when I wake up in sweats and tears, I wake up in my pain, bro, I feel like it's your fault because you could have saved me from that route. That's it. It ain't got, you don't owe me nothing. I get offended, yo. I think I see your kids spending money on shit. Yeah, I get offended, my nigga, because my kid ain't got that. You made 100 But guess what? My J had Jay Yeezy, all the freshest shoes, ain't never go to school, bummy, always in top of his class. He always been that nigga. He might not be Justin and all them niggas crowded up through you and all that, but he always been that nigga, Playboy. We real gangsters, man. We don't do all that shit, bro. Like, man, come on, man. Don't make this about that. This ain't about none of that. This ain't about no nigga Khaled. No, I love you, nigga. I love them niggas. I'm happy for them. I just wish they would have returned it. All y'all had to do, y'all ain't got to give me nothing. I said, my nigga ain't double ladder. That ain't in their character. So I know another nigga had to do something with that. They know me, man. G's are all the real gangsters, man. They know me, bro. I was in a paint with them. I was in L.A. when Silk said you wasn't safe. I was in the car with that. Yeah, the same day Young Buck did that, that was me, bro. Her shit was right down the red and white. We had the eye on him. We was taking next to him, bro. Start of shit you won't even understand. This ain't about no crying and moaning. I don't want to rap. Right now I'm giving old songs on my YouTube. I don't want to rap, bro. My friends trying to push that. I don't understand social media like y'all think. Like, well, I don't even got a Spotify. I never had an Apple. I don't even know how to set them accounts up, man. I'm not like that, bro. Don't try me. Don't disrespect me, bro, like that, bro. Cause, you know what I'm saying? Listen, the truth gonna hurt, bro, and I got a lot of it, bro.
Yeah, man. Let me say this, man. I definitely respect what he's saying, man. It's a lot of it's a trap record that Diddy has, and he has a lot of power. He has a lot of power to where he can have doors closed on him. And he said something where why none of them got signed again. You know this nigga is making sure that he knows the right people to call that make that trickle-down effect where everybody is notified, is put on game, that when you see this person or this group or that group or whatever, so on and so on, you close the door. And don't give a fuck about the person's life after that. Like, these motherfuckers got kids. These niggas got rent due. You understand what I'm saying? That should have drive you crazy, especially if you made money. Diddy has made money off of everybody. No one, nigga, even Biggie shit, he still got his publishing, still got rights to his fucking name, his likeness, everything. And Biggie knew, that's why Biggie was going to leave. Everybody, total, Jodeci. Hold on, I don't know what the fuck was calling on my foot. That's my, I'm about to say, nigga, whoo, I'm about to go through the ceiling. But Mary J. Blige, Jodeci, I'm about to say Rex and Effect, anybody, Craig Mack, Biggie, all of them, goddammit, Black Rob, G. Depp, Mark Curry. Like, shut up, 718. But for real, like, this nigga track record is fucked up. And I think the only two people that dealing with Diddy didn't get fucked was Rick Ross and French Montana. What's your thoughts, Mike? Carl Thomas, Faith Evans. Yes, I forgot. Go ahead.
I just think that this whole thing is a slippery slope, man. Diddy got a lot of power. I feel bad for Freddie P because, like I said before, we don't know how many years he put into that to the point where he say he don't even want to do it no more. Like, that's defeated talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just hate to see him going through that because there's a lot of talented brothers and sisters out here that we never see because and scavengers like Diddy out there doing what he got to do to stay on top of the game. Because that's what's happening. He's doing what he got to do to stay on top of the game.
And that's really fucked up. Like,
it is.
And you already a Billy. You damn near close to a Billy, if not a Billy. Why not? Look, Yeezy, he's a damn near a multi-billionaire, or he will be a multi-billionaire. Easy. I give him the next few months or a year or two. He gave Pusha T all his rights. When they said that Pusha T that was released from Good Music, people thought like there was some fucked up shit going on. No, Yeezy like took him off, gave him all of his masters, his rights, his publishing, gave him everything. Pusha T is lit. Yeezy did that because he have the money and the power. even though he did, yeah, even though as what's his name, Big Sean said, you know, he still owes some millions, but that's a whole another story. But damn, Diddy, like you holding all the publishing, all these niggas' royalties, man, that could go to their kids' mouths, to their kids' kids, like it's like basically you saying fuck your kids, man. Fuck your life. Fuck your kids' life. I don't care if they starve. That's how I look at it.
That's the same thing we heard with. That's the same thing we heard with Joe and Pond family.
Yeah.
Same thing we heard, man. Unfortunate that kind of shit even got to come out, because if these people are close to you or you hold them that dear to your, that near to your heart, you would figure if they not here anymore, you would do the right thing and not take advantage of maybe the family not knowing the business or different things of that nature. So, you know.
Right. I think every time, like the first time, you're going to get fucked. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you may have to go through the ringer to come out dry. You know what I'm saying? You might have to go through that storm to come out dry on the other end. You know what I mean? Yeah, my first album was this, that, third. My name is recognized now. So now I got fucked over. I got my household name, you know what I mean? All right, I give this label this much albums, and all right, now I'm done. I'm off the label. Now I could get to this bag. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
Diddy, but some people know that. Like Diddy knew that. He wasn't really trying to get rid of Biggie like that. I don't think he. Come on, son, Biggie, and he knew he was leaving, and hiding his name on. Writing shit that he wrote for Little Kim and Junior Mafia. He didn't even put his name on it because he know Diddy and get mad because he's so money hungry. Biggie knew the ins and outs. He knew what the fuck was going on.
Right.
And he knew he was out of here. But the devil is cunning, especially if you're an ingenious devil, allegedly. You know how to play chess on the chessboard, baby. So instead of I let you get off the label and prosper and whatnot. Look, only thing I would do is make sure the doors can close on you. You know what I'm saying? That's what he did to a lot of people. Go ahead, goddammit.
Scavengers is gonna scavenge, man. And he good at that. He good at that. He take advantage of a lot of people. It's a lot of people that's still around that he fucking with that are prevalent in today's game. You know, he fuck with Rosé. He fuck with French. You know.
That's right, Black Cherry. Kim Porter. I forgot about that.
Kim,
that fuck was coming out. They got them.
Yeah,
allegedly,
said he was
going to. Go ahead.
Said he was going to release them. She was going to release them memoirs.
Yeah. And Albie Shaw gave out an encrypted message again. This was like probably over a month ago. You know what I'm saying? Because he know the truth. He know the truth. And he know how that game is. And Diddy can get you touched. And he can get you blackballed. So
Diddy got
power,
man.
He got power.
He got fucking power.
But see... Stop this. This is the thing that I'm talking about. When you keep talking about God, which is a good thing, he's recognizing God, but sometimes a person, God, can be the devil. They call him Lord, God. But that's, you know what I mean? So we really don't know who the fuck he's talking about. But anyway, I just spilt my fucking drink. But he's keep talking that God shit, but doing devil work by taking people's livelihood and keeping
how
it
many
publishing
people,
royalties and shit like that. Like, how can
but
you
how many people
that
use
still do the devil's work? It makes no sense, son. Give these niggas their fucking money.
How many
Why
people
not?
Use God as a how many people use God as a front though?
Exactly. The devil
preachers
come with
is
the
doing
cloud,
that right
baby.
Now.
Yeah, man.
Preachers been taking advantage of the neighborhood and the congregation since forever.
That's right. And people still, they know that the pastor is fucking Miss Shirley with her husband at work, working on them damn cars over there on Forest Street. You know what I mean?
Nancy.
You know the pastor, that's right. And you know he up there playing with the music, with the choir director, Antoine, Hot Fast Fanny. He been over in the bathroom back then. What about the building fund? Mm-hmm. You know he going you dirty. Y'all go there every motherfucking Sunday and give up your money.
Look at Joel Osteen. Man, flood in Houston, he wouldn't even let people in the church.
I remember that.
Still fuck with him. People still fuck with him.
Nigga, they found over $60,000 in the wall in his home or in his church. And nigga, he was mad.
$600,000.
Yeah, $600,000. These niggas is wicked. You know what I mean?
The sad thing about religion is that people will put religion before logic and the truth. They see the logic and the truth right in front of their eyes, and they'll still believe. That's the sad situation.
Tyson, you said what money did he owe Freddie? What I'm thinking he's talking about as a collector, far as the show is concerned. Who knows what their contracts was about? Only he knows. I don't think this man going to say that without knowing that he wasn't getting shit anyway. He had to get some kind of... They was under a contract. They were a group. They sold a certain amount of units. And plus the show as well. When you locked in contractual-wise, that's it. You locked. You bonded. And you can't get fucked.
Right.
So, you know, I guess that's what he's talking about.
Jay-Z and Diddy didn't have nothing to do with Nipsey. That's some other shit, y'all. They wanted them niggas up out of that area. And the police been trying to get them up out of that area for years. But they was doing things the right way, so they could never get them. They used to raid that store all the time for nothing.
Right. Rest in peace, Nipsey, man.
Rest in peace, Nip, man. Yeah, that was a good nigga too, man. He was a real good nigga. Rest in peace.
All right, do anybody have any thoughts on the subject before I go to the last subject of this broadcast before I end the show? If y'all want to call in and talk about the Freddie P thing, please call in 319-527-6193, y'all. 319-527-6193. I just hope he holds his head, pause. You know what I'm saying? Get his mind together. Seem like his mind is together. You know, and you know, he seemed like he got it. You know, I don't want to say totally figured out, but you know, the whatever plans that he has in motion, he's, you know, like you said, he's getting a house in South Carolina. So evidently, he's putting some things in motion. So, you know, I just wish nothing but the best for him. You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about that, Mike? The fact that I could tell he probably really don't want to have nothing to do with the music industry, because right now it's the easiest time to get on. You got a computer. You got a phone. You got anything that records. You can upload whatever the fuck you want to upload in a matter of minutes.
Right.
So, you know, This is the internet age, man. This is the easiest time for you to do what you want to do. This motherfucker's making millions of dollars off of bullshit on the internet.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wait, hold on. I hate this nigga channel. Hold on. Am I going on? Nah, fuck this nigga channel. Oh, no. I'm not giving that nigga a view. Uh-uh. Profit Muscles, where the fuck his name is, man. The worst thing I ever seen on YouTube, man. And niggas still be on that shit. I ain't hating, but somebody,
you know,
I seen something where Babs supposed to have reacted to this shit. I'm still trying to find what she said.
People,
you know,
believe in what they want to believe in, bro.
Do you know what Babs said about Freddie? As far as his,
Oh, no, I didn't even hear what she said about Freddie. I know she was talking about somebody. She was talking about somebody where she was telling one of the group members she really needed to get money and she wanted to go on tour. And the other group member, she didn't disclose who it was. The other group member was like, fuck that, he don't want to do it. And then from that point on, she was like, fuck him. Because when you saying you ain't going to do it, that means you saying fuck my kids, you saying fuck me, you taking food out of our mouth. because you don't because you own already. So
hold on.
You're saying something.
Hold on. Shout out to MREC, man. And I'm only going to play a little bit because the last time I did that shit, but even though I know it was with the Gene Dill shit, he flagged me, man. But I do respect MREC TV. Now, so this is her reaction. I'm only going to play a little bit because I don't want no flag. But shout out to him. Please make sure y'all go to MREC TV. Dope channel, no cool dude, man. I don't know him personally, but he all right. And you go to Bad Bunny React. You know what I mean? React to Freddie P going off on Diddy. So make sure y'all listen to it. I'm gonna play a little bit, and y'all can go watch the rest. But I'm definitely interested on what she wanna say. All right, so let's get it.
About the clip he put out, pretty much just airing it all out, and feeling like Diddy is blackballing his career.
Yeah, right. That's the clip I'm talking about.
And then also feeling like he wanna end it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I gotta ask you this. When you first saw that clip, like, how did it affect you? Like, what was your thoughts when you first saw it?
When I first seen the clip, I texted him immediately, like, yo, call me. Because I didn't want to call him because mm-hmm. I didn't know if he would answer because, you know, I didn't know what kind of emotional state he was in. So yeah. I just shoot a text. I said, yo, call me. 10 minutes passed. I text him again. I said, yo, my guy, call me now. And then he called my phone. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so that's what it made me feel like. It made mm-hmm. me feel like I needed to reach out to him immediately. And so that's what I did.
Joshua. Now, his claims that he was making in this, mm-hmm. this IG post,
mm-hmm.
do you agree, disagree? Could you side with him on some of these claims?
Well, I would say those are the claims that he filled as far as like the blackballing and all of that stuff. You know, each of us had our own situation when we left Bad Boy. A lot of this stuff I agree with him with. A lot of this stuff is not that I don't agree. I might say I can't really relate. You know what I mean? But we all went through the same process. We all had the same contract. You know what I mean? We all was in the same house. We all was on the same stage. And so at the end of the day, we all had that same situation happen as far as when it comes down to business. And shout out to Willie from Day 26. Shout out to Danity Kane, to all of the groups that came from the Making the Band franchise. You know what I'm saying? Right. We all had those similar type of kind. I don't know what they had, but I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure they shit couldn't have been no better than ours. I will say that.
Got you. Because also the dude Willie Teller from Day 26, he called out Diddy this week. I think right after Fred, or maybe the next day or the same day.
No, it was before Fred.
Oh, before Fred? So like the day
it was
before.
Before Fred. Yeah. It was the same day. It was just earlier in the day.
Got you. So did you see that?
What, Willie's post?
Yeah, when he posted it.
Yeah, I seen it. Mm. I be lurking.
And then when you saw it, like, what was your reaction to it?
I just was like, wow, you know, like, yes, he said that the contract was shitty and they were. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely agree. That's what I'm...
Winter Sports Explained with Dan O'Toole.
Today, we're talking...
Like I said, I'm only going to play a little bit. If y'all want to see the rest, please go to his platform. I'm not fucking with MREC playing his shit. But he's a cool dude, though. But I'm treading very carefully, nigga.
All of us can really relate, you know, to that as far as the paperwork and all of that is concerned.
Gotcha. That's what's up. So let's do this now that you clear the air with that. Make Another Band, was it a dream come true? Or your worst nightmare?
I would definitely not say it was my worst nightmare. I could say it was a dream come true. It was dream.
And I always thought Babs is cute, and she still is. Nice body and everything. I just think, like, her nostrils is like, you know, like the Eminem's peanut. Like, you know how long in a little pause, but you know what I mean? Like, that shit can sit right there, you know, like when you're about to punt the football and you hold it with one finger, you know, it's up, like, you know what I'm saying, vertical, like that. Let's continue.
Coming true with in nightmares in and out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have a few good dreams, and then one night you just have a fucking nightmare. And so, for me, that was my experience. Like, you know, I was a sponge. And no matter with all the negative things, over the years, I just tried to focus on all of the positive things that I learned, which allowed me to keep pushing. If I would have focused on all of the negative, I would have been, you know, the angry black woman, not wanting to do shit, not trusting nobody, not wanting to fuck with nobody. So I strictly had to tap out of the negative part and solely focus on all of the positive things that I learned. You know what I'm saying? The great life experience. You know what I'm saying?
The relationships.
The relationships that I built over that time. So I had to look at that.
Got you. Got you. Shouts to Enes in the room. Shouts to DJ Moschino in the room. You know?
I'm going to give it another, like, less than 5 minutes.
Now,
Enes, another one of my brothers. First of all, the whole band is my family. I love them. We all went through something together that only the six of us could really, you know what I'm saying, relate to in life. And we experienced something in life. All of our lives changed at the same time. And so at the end of the day, no matter what, I will always love them. They will always be my family. And when people ask me, oh, do you still speak to the people in the band? Absolutely.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shouts to Love on Digital. They ain't here. So we're going to get right into it. People want to know, because they might get it confused, that the members of the band, if they not tapped in like that, that y'all, you know, bullshitting with your lives or you're not getting to it. Could you shut down those misconceptions?
I mean, everybody over the years has been grinding. If you don't know, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? So all you're from the outside of the glass looking in. You can't really relate. And just like I can't relate to being outside of the glass. That's not my life. I can't relate to that type of routine, structured type of life. I'm a go-getter. I'm a grinder. That's all I know. And so at the end of the day, like any other artist, you know, all of my band members have been grinding, have been trying to make things happen. But life is real. It's real life that goes on outside of the studio. You know what I'm saying? When them cameras go off, when you walk out that studio, when they cut off that mic, it's real shit that go on. So, you know, we was young. When we been making the band, we was teenagers and in our early 20s. All of us are grown-ass women and men now. We got children. Some of our children old enough to make us grandparents. Not mine. But you know what I'm saying? Not mine.
Let's be clear on that.
Some of them, but you know, like life is just different. And so over the years, everybody had their, you know, their own outlet.
That's people trying to call you, right?
Yeah. My bad. I got a call. And for me, you know what I'm saying? My grind was my grind. The direction that God led me on was my direction. You know what I'm saying?
Look, like I said, I'm going to tread carefully. First of all, I want to say thank you to NOYB, man. Thank you, man. You know I appreciate you, King. Real shit. Shout out to you. And I think he's from Cali, too. So salute to you, man. Thank you, NOYB. NOYB, salute to you, family. Thank you for the donation. Now, I don't want to play too much. Like I said, MREC's cool, but he don't play about his videos. But make sure y'all go subscribe to MREC TV. Make sure y'all subscribe. Click on all for all notifications. All that. He got good content, man. So salute to that dude. I would like to start concluding in a little bit. But I would like to say that, you know, maybe she's being a little bit politically correct, but her own way. One thing that she did, what she did was took the negative contractual-wise or whatever and turned it to a positive. You know what I'm saying? She grinded. She did what she had to do. You know what I'm saying? And like Freddie P said, some of them is not going to say anything because they still trying to make music or they still rubbing shoulders in the industry. So so maybe Babs is not taking it to heart as much as Freddie P doing. You know what I mean? Not saying that he didn't try to get back in. The doors was just closed on him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he rubbed Diddy the wrong way or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? You shouldn't take money out of a man's mouth, out of their kid's mouth. But Babs took that situation. Even if it was a negative situation, she took something positive out of it to apply it, to get her hustle on. Now she got her own rap league. You know what I'm saying? The queen of the ring. And that shit been popping. It's damn near going on 10 years now. Probably close to 10. I can say she got a 7-year run, 6-year, 8-year run. So, and she's still doing her thing. So Babs took this shit, put it on her back, and she kept going. Like, thank you for the opportunity. Get my name out there. All right, let me ride this wave, man, and create my own. So it all depends on how people take things. Either it's going to build you or break you. Either it's going to fuel you or break you down. She took that shit and kept going. She took that baton and she ain't look back. So, yeah, man, what's your thoughts on that?
I just think that, you know, in that kind of situation, I didn't expect really Babs to say too much of anything because you're right. She's still rubbing shoulders in the industry. She does have that woman battle league. And like I said, I just saw her on a podcast the other day. So I guess she's doing a podcast with Lady Luck and another chick.
Right.
So, you know, as long as you're still trying to rub shoulders in the industry, it's going to be kind of hard for you to say something negative about the people who have the power in the industry. But she did a good job. I mean, she said she did a good job, in my opinion. She was politically correct as she could be.
She's sustaining herself, you know what I'm saying? And I think that Freddie P can still take this kind of the situation and do other things as well. Not saying that he's not doing it. Some people take situations, take it worse than others. And I would say rightfully so. That man has every right to feel exactly how he feels about what happened. Because you got to think about your future. Public humiliation, being embarrassed, can't really work in the public. That shit fuck with your mental. Because everybody, oh, that's you. What happened to you, man? Oh, I see Babs. She doing this. Damn, where you at? You ain't making no music. Damn, son. What, you all right? You need some help? Like, just a whole bunch of shit. I think that should be the fuel to light his fire. You dig?
Right. Right. And, you know, just as far as it go with Freddie P, I hope that his mental faculties are in order. I hope we don't hear anything negative about him doing anything to himself. And I just hope that, you know, he finds peace and solace in the fact that he's still making it without having to do music. And he's able to take care of his family and different things of that nature, because it's a lot of people that put all their eggs in one basket, and when that basket gets tipped over, they don't know where else to go.
Right. That's right. That's why you need to see what other talents do we have. And again, not saying that he, because I told his manager that I'm live now a little while ago, but who knows. Thank you for your donation, Mike. Appreciate you, King. And
no problem.
What I was going to say is that you know, even like with YouTube, you know, I know my consistencies, and especially with this saturation of podcasts and stuff like that. So, you know, certain things you got to, like, take different avenues, you know, choose different lanes, you know what I'm saying? Have many more than one stream of income. You understand what I'm saying? So he should, you know, try to apply that. You understand what I'm saying? So, hey, Shawnee Pooh, what's up, baby? Where you been at, Miss Thang? Shiny Pooh, what up, love? How you? In conclusion to that, I'm going to play this. So since nobody ain't called in, but everybody is in tune in the chat, let me go ahead, goddammit. And I put up Smokey Robinson, right?
Right.
Y'all want to follow me? Y'all follow me? Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be doing some clips real soon. So I got some ideas. So I'm going to be doing some a little soon. It's going to be funny though. Not Pastor Jeevus. I might do Pastor Jeevus one of these, you know, one of these days or whatever. But Pastor Jeevus. Let me see where I should start at, man. You know what? Let me. All right. I hope, you know, the tension gets redirected when you talk about stuff like this, but let's talk about it.
I'm a person, I resent being called an African-American. I really do. Now, I've traveled all over the world, and Africa is one of the few places in the world that I've never been yet, okay? But I think that when you do that, you're disclaiming all the things, all the contributions that black people have made to America. You see, I consider myself to be a black American, and I enjoy being called black, and black has been so negativized as a color down throughout history by those who wanted to negativize it, and so it spilled over into the black community, into the black people, and even black people back in the day calling each other black was a sign for a fight or something like that because it had been so negativized, like black was just so negative. So I resent being called an African-American because black people have contributed so much to the development of the United States of America.
And I concur. We've done contributed a lot. And I do agree with changing that narrative, changing that, I guess, that identity. I'd rather be called black American than African American. And I think we earned that right to do so because we contribute. It did so much, you know. I'm going to try not to dig in that bag tonight to go that far deep. You know what I'm saying? But somehow it leads to it, right?
Yeah, man. It ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's in you, bro. It's on you and it's in you. You can't help but to, man, look, medicine, baby. That's the medicine.
Yeah, definitely tomorrow I'm going to go live. I'm going live tomorrow. Biggie, you already know, man. So I'm definitely going to go live tomorrow. Yeah, man. I've been, just been busy these couple of days. So, but definitely tomorrow I'll be on. That's right. Go ahead, Mike.
I just think, you know, all the listeners, everybody in the chat know what's up, know what it is with you. We're going to get the ratchet shit, but it's always going to be some medicine. And, you know, it's always somebody or something that happens or they do something that brings up that kind of conversation because that's an ongoing conversation, and it's not going nowhere. It ain't going to never go nowhere.
Never. Ever.
It don't matter if we all get reparations. That shit ain't going nowhere. Please believe it.
That's a
as
fact.
As long as we still got sundown towns and it taking 200 tries to get an anti-lynching bill, this shit ain't going nowhere.
So when you said 200, I knew you was going to go there. I forgot to save it on my Instagram, though, but that's crazy.
My God, 200 fucking attempts. And they said the people in Kentucky, I think, Georgia, and fucking Texas was against the shit.
Of course.
Why the fuck am I not surprised in Georgia and Texas is against some shit?
In 2022, right?
And then look, it's all right. As long as you're a nigga, you can go to the University of Kentucky and hoop.
Yeah,
but
that's
you got to get the fuck up out of here after that.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's,
man,
right.
That's some bullshit. 200 times, my guy. 200.
Yep.
That's a fucking shame, bro.
The thoughts, the nucleus of hate that brews inside of a person, that innate hate that's still just imprinted into the souls of a group of people. And
you said it right.
They don't even have a reasonable or a logical reason to why they hate the people that they really hate. I need a logical reason. And for all these years, we never got a logical reason. But go ahead, continue.
Because you'll never get a logical reason for some shit that don't make sense.
Exactly.
You'll never get a logical reason. Them motherfuckers is intimidated by us and our stature and our brains, no matter what nobody say, we are the inventors, we are the originators, we are the creators of this motherfucker. And
right.
You look down their lineage, all they known for is for stealing and taking and fucking strong arming shit.
That's it.
And you know why that is? Because they the ones with the weapons.
Woo.
And the money.
This shit is loud as hell. But that's absolutely true, man. It's absolutely true. It's
you know what I'm saying?
it's just sad to the point where, you know, the mood have to be switched to talk about it. This stuff can't get ignored. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
And it can never be ignored, because when we want to get over it or not think about it, they're still promoting that shit. They still pushing. They keeping their foot on the gas, as you already know. So we can't be too complacent with this shit. The more complacent, the more pressure they put on the gas pedal, man. And y'all know that. So now look at this. And I'm proud to say that I am Black American. I've always been proud to be Black. So I've been this way since before a teenager.
Forever.
So it doesn't matter.
Since
forever.
Forever.
But some people from other places really look at us like we have no culture, like ain't shit. And I'm going to salute Tariq Nasheed all fucking day, because he exposed in everything. And let me just talk about Ukraine. Last night, or was it this morning?
Man, fuck Ukraine,
right?
Man. Fuck
you. Took it out right out of my mouth.
Fuck
so I'm on Roku, and I'm looking at the live TV. And they interviewing the president of Ukraine and all that shit. So I already knew what was going to happen. He wasn't going to talk about the racism and what they doing with the Africans and stuff down there, whatever, whatever. They never mention it. They don't talk about it. They don't do any of that. Why should we give a fuck about a country who's getting bombed that in the midst of war tell Black people, or let me do a correction here. African people, right? You can't get on here. You can't even go home. You can't get on the train. And they beating their ass. Why should we care about a country who was doing that? So they getting bombed? Okay, and why should we why should we feel sympathetic for a country that in the time of war, of them losing lives, they like, nigga, racism still exists. Get the fuck out of here.
What did you just say, Mike? You said,
I said a lot.
You know, you said innate hate. In that time of disaster and turmoil over there, they find a time to make these niggas, show these niggas that y'all still niggas. And y'all going to be the last to go if anybody go. Our people first.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep. Get them numbers starting to go down now. Hey, I feel you. Listen, if it's too hot in the kitchen, you know what to do. Open the window, motherfucker. But anyway,
some people ain't built for that conversation, bro. That's how come everybody ain't ready to die for certain shit. They ain't built for that shit. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is, man. It just is what it is. Some people, and I'm not even gonna call them people coward, because that's not what I want to call them. I just think some people just ain't built for that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all need to get y'all tails between y'all legs and man up and woman up and just look at it for what it is, man. Like it's
because when the motherfuckers come to your door, you better stand up for something or everybody going down.
Yep. Now look at this shit right here. Look at this shit right here. And as much as y'all would downplay us, look at us like we ain't do shit, we don't do shit, we ain't got no culture, no nothing, and da 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 da. In 2022. Look at this shit. Y'all still going through this shit. In Ukraine.
No problem.
Look at that. Eat the banana, monkey. Eat it again, nigga. Look at that shit, man.
Hey, nah, you know what? He knew who to do that to. Fuck that. Fuck that. Yeah, nigga, you run it out, knock your motherfucking head off and put it back on your shoulders for you.
Here's the thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Here's the thing. Y'all let these people do all this shit to you, and then on top of that, you will look at us like we and you y'all will look down on us. I'm not gonna heat up, even though I feel it, but I need to be calm, okay? But you see this, you wanna be under them, you wanna praise them so much, you wanna make sure you be in a vicinity where it's nothing but them, so you will feel safe. But in the midst of trying to feel safe, you're being subjugated, you're being separated, you're being look at that, ganged up on, hit, being treated second-class citizens, treated like a slave, treated like dirt under the shoe. They making you eat a goddamn a banana, calling you a monkey, and smacking y'all niggas upside the head. Y'all will put up with that just to be in their presence. This is why I say FBAs are the best. We ain't going to put up with that shit. I'm not saying like other people won't, but I'm talking about the Continentals at the moment. You ain't going to be doing that to no Jamaican. He gonna take out a fucking machete.
He knew who to do that to. That dude exactly. Probably was timid. He knew who the fuck to do that to.
But this is what I'm saying. Don't fucking look at us like we ain't shit. But y'all, it's like the warrior spirit has left that continent. And then they come over here. You know what? Let me chill out. I'm going to chill out today. I think I'm going to chill out
that
on that too.
That
I'm
ain't
trying.
All. That ain't all. Look, that ain't
I'm
all
trying.
That left that continent, because what do they actually own? Who going over there buying everything?
Right. They saying nothing to them goddamn them agents and them angles.
They ain't saying nothing.
Wide open. And y'all talking about, oh, but it's the government. What makes you think we ain't going through shit with the government? But what did we do? We still went out there. Come on, now, like, y'all ain't doing the same shit there. You're like, oh, the government are fucked up, so what I'm going to do is get my green card, and I'm going to go to New York City and fuck them niggas. We're going to go over there and take their resources and stay here and forget our family back at home. And they be saying they send the shit back home. They like, fuck home. This is my home now. They don't fucking be, I'm not saying all of them, but they don't take care of their fucking family in Africa. They be leaving their asses exactly where they at. Because it's way better over here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just tired of being, we are under attack by everybody, son. I'm just tired of being looked down upon, and it's time to literally put people in their place, draw the line. If you with us, you with us. If not, you against us. And the thing is, we all have our arm open for everybody. But if you want to be distinctive or treat us as such, then just look out for, you know, you being shut out. And that's it, man. And y'all niggas, and I'm talking about the Continentals, y'all niggas is punani juice. Anybody can just slap you upside your fucking head. Grab your women in the middle of the fucking street. Y'all are 99.9% of the fucking majority. These little niggas, I'm seeing videos, these little short niggas with the slanted eyes pulling up girls' fucking shirts and smacking their titties and shit like that. Nigga, fuck these niggas up. You punk-ass niggas letting these niggas do that shit? There's no fucking way. I just couldn't do it. Y'all some real punani niggas, and y'all want to come up here with your nose high to the sky. And y'all niggas is pussy over there. Punani juice. Don't bring your pussy ass over here and got your head to the sky. I will slap the back of your fucking head. We will see us over here. We will fuck your ass up. We will fuck you up. Ain't no way person going to be sitting up here calling no Negro on a train. Nowhere. We going to put a foot in your ass. Y'all niggas just be taking beatings. It's sad. Y'all niggas is pool 90 juice. I cannot.
They don't want to have that conversation, though.
Let's have it. That's what I'm saying. They ain't ready for it, but they want to talk about us, though. Let's have that war.
You know what, though?
What's up?
Look, man, I'm going to keep it 100, man. I ain't never gave a fuck what nobody thought about me, especially somebody that fleeing from another country to try to have something better. And they can't look down on me. That's afforded different opportunities that we not afforded. You got a jump start. You got a head start, my nigga. I'm not fucking with that. Like, I just can't. And that's a lot of different people that come from different countries that's giving money, grants, land, stipends, whatever you want to call it, all the shit that they would never, ever give us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at this shit. Tarina Sheen came back, though. I didn't, oh, damn, it's not going to play. And this, see, this is what I'm saying. It didn't be, this is the shit that's in their heart. I got to play it. Nah, we're going to get this out the way now. I'm about to end the show, but I can't end the show without playing this. Fuck to the death. We going to get it. And this is why this is imperative, because it's these motherfuckers who try to look like us, act like us, but really look at us fucked up. And I want to play this. Let me share my goddamn screen. This goes for every immigrant on the fucking planet. I'm not discriminating. Y'all know how I feel about people. Y'all know I love y'all, but I'm not going to be playing, nigga. I'm on this side. Like, y'all on this side, but I want all of us to be together. But y'all niggas on some other shit. Like, y'all better. Y'all just got a clear blue water. You can see your toes in the water. There's no difference. Okay?
What's up with this, before you play that, I wonder, what's up with this webcamchat.com shit that's popping up all in the chat?
Yeah, I'm trying. I blocked it like 2 times. I got snipers in here, man. Y'all should be on top of that. I shouldn't have to do that. Y'all should be getting them niggas up out of here. I got snipers for a reason. Y'all get them up out of here.
I wanna say something real quick too.
Good.
Hey man, motherfuck these gas prices, man. I just paid $100 to fill my fucking car, 17 gallons of gas. Y'all do the math.
Son, is it like I heard it's like $7 or $8 a gallon out there, man?
Man, I just paid $6 on some shit.
Damn,
in Beverly Hills, I seen that shit was like almost $9, bro.
Cause they trying to shut off the pipeline for Putin, nigga. That's backfiring on us over here. Okay,
yeah, man, got me fucked up. I ain't going nowhere. I'll go to work and I come home. I might motherfucking catch the bus to work. Shit,
nigga, they gonna be selling gas at bars now, nigga. Yo, give me a take of that premium, man.
Look, man, I swear to God, I was looking at the gas. I was like, this motherfucker still going? God damn.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
Oh, man, I was mad as a motherfucker. I was like, man, y'all can fuck this. If this like this in the summertime, I'll be in the house, player.
Word.
In summer, look, summer only 2 months, 3 months away. I'll be in the motherfucking house, not spending a quarter.
I feel you. You better ride your bike like Debo, nigga.
Okay,
yeah, man. For sure. Get that beach cruiser, nigga. Thank you, Shannon, for your PayPal. Thank you, sweetie. All right, let's get it.
Revolutionary, let this be a demonstration. Y'all scared of revolution, so y'all pushing reparations. Fuck the oppressors, now we gotta take the shit back. Cause no amount of money they give you could bring your folks back. I'm really trying to open your mind, just give me time. If you stop trying to judge me, you see we on the same side. We should be in the pyramids or chilling on the beach. But instead, y'all being misled by the slang to reach. Look, racism and hatred is all he teach. He make money from y'all, so his life's complete. But where the real leaders at, willing to fight for the shit? If Fred Hampton was alive, he would be liking the shit. I feel like a young lord who fought with the Black Panthers. And once we stand together, the government gotta answer. They gotta keep us separated, keep it on the D-Lo. I got love for FBA, sincerely, your Latif.
Okay, Oh shit, hold on.
Take a quick second to address this clown. I come from FDA Limited. I stand 10 toes down. I meant what I meant, and I said what I said. I ain't taking advice from somebody who played. Talking about our reparations claim, you sound lame. It sounds like you just ashamed. You got nothing to say. Instead of pocket watch your home. Cause when things got rough there, your ass was gone. Hush, you little bastard. Over there, looking like a broke DJ Khaled.
Oh,
I got some force, like I'm your force. I'm sprinkling like you sprinkled gorgeous. You ran from the land.
Now do me a favor.
Stay out of FDA business.
Okay, Seth. I didn't even know this nigga responded. Alright, nigga. That was alright, man. That wasn't bad. Get your shit off. He did pretty good.
That's what you need to do. You need to get your shit off. Go on and get that notebook out. Get your shit off,
you,
man.
Right? Word. You gotta get that shit out.
This, look, this what you do.
Right. Right. I gotta get back in my bag. All right, let me see. Probably tomorrow, but I have a before this weekend's out. I have a 16.
Get your shit off. You know you got it all in your head. What you want to say? Get your shit off.
Yeah, that's a fact. I'm damn sure gonna do that, man. Yo,
get your shit off, man. Fuck these niggas. Get your shit off.
Yeah, you already know, man. Listen, yeah, he definitely got bars. He definitely did his thing, man. So salute to Tyreek on that. I'm pretty surprised, man. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, yo. Anything you want to say else in closing, King? Because I'm ready to go now.
I just want to say much love to you and everybody in the chat for having me on, man. I appreciate it, and it's always a great time when I come on with you, man. And it's just one love, Brooklyn to Cali, man. Y'all stay up, man.
You already know, my G. Brooklyn to motherfucking Cali. Peace.
Salute. Peace.
Peace. That's my guy right there, man. Salute to Cali, man. Salute to Cali. I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna have a 16 though. I'm gonna try to get a 16 together and make it happen, man. I want to say, man, tomorrow is the unfortunate early demise of the Notorious B.I.G., but I didn't know Biggie could. I've been heard this, but you can tell by him singing this, you know this nigga could have been, he probably have been singing, he probably would have made a song singing by now, all right? Let's get it, Biggie.
Hit that knuckle we've been hitting all day.
Every time I close my eyes.
What?
I wake up feeling so horny.
Woo! One more time, babe. One more.
Every time I close my eyes.
What?
Woo!
I wake up feeling so horny.
Woo! Nah, nigga. Biggie had a voice, family. I listen. Every time I close my... See? My shit sound fucked up. This nigga damn near sounded like... What the fuck is his name? KC, nigga. Okay? Now, listen, look at Miss Shirley. She up here trembling, gyrating. God damn it, I might have to edit this out because of the music. But look, I had to play this. Grandma is not playing. Get the shaking, baby. Get that tremble on all in the neck. Go ahead, baby. Get it, Granny. Ow. I know the words, nigga. Do me, baby. She was trembling. Hold on, one more. Let me get the trembling part. In it. Ooh, the bobblehead. Nah, she probably got some good fuzzy, but you know I ain't trying. You know what I mean? You know she be looking for them young tenderonies. Goddamn it! Shit, Lord have to the mercy. Let's continue up here. Yo, this bitch was lying, son. I'm like, yo, I swear to God, cause I know I'm about to come out with some products, and I'm like, nigga, where this at? Fucking filter. But you, this bitch had me going the first two times I looked at it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, I know. Don't be shocked. Yes, I really look like this, which is why I decided to let y'all in on my little secret. So a long time ago, I bought this stuff from Germany. It makes your skin tighter within like 5 or 10 seconds. My husband has never seen me like this. Not even my kids have seen me like this. So I feel special that I'm letting y'all in on my little secret.
That bitch had me going.
Like that. And then you wait about 10 seconds, normally it does, and just watch as my skin starts to get tightened. It knocks about 10, 20 years off of you. See, don't take my lid off. She's black.
I'm like, bitch, where is that? I got a little something under my neck and my cheekbones and shit. Like, listen, forehead, when I smile, I see a little line. Bitch, listen, give me that spray. It's a goddamn filter. Look at my nigga, Anthony Faison. Anthony Michael Faison. This nigga funny.
Hey, where's the freaking gabagoo? You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Don't make me get the... Hey, I'm walking here.
Yo.
Hey, where's the freaking gabagoo? You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Don't make me get the... Hey, I'm walking here.
My nigga Anthony Faison. That was all right, man.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie.
Little widow.
Good time here at the Waterfront Village.